You know that Big Bargain detergent jug is 80% water, right?
80% water? I thought I was getting a better deal because it's so big.
If you want a better clean, Tide Pods are only 12% water. The rest is pure, concentrated cleaning ingredients.
Ooh, pass me the intercom thingy.
Attention shoppers, if you want a real deal, try Tide Pods.
Don't pay for water, pay for clean. If it's got to be clean, it's got to be Tide Pods.
Water content based on the leading bargain liquid detergent.
Donate and listen to the podcast at WRWL.org.
All right, we're back. Boy, do we have a lot to do tonight, so we want to get right on to it. Folks, listen, 888-281-1110, and that's for credit cards, too, 888-677-9673. John, here we go. Now, listen to this. You know, and where it tells you in 1 Timothy 6 about when it refers to as science falsely so-called, scientists want to dehydrate the stratosphere to combat global boiling. Now, John, God said this in Genesis chapter 8. He said, as long as he would keep the earth, he will keep the seasons. Do you think God is capable of doing what he says? I mean, he seems like he's got a pretty good record, right?
Well, man is trying to do the best he can to destroy it, Pastor Ernie, literally. Led by Gates.
Here's what the article says. Scientists have proposed an audacious, novel geoengineering technique intentionally dehydrating the atmosphere. A study published in Science Advances involves the ambitious and contentious idea of seeding the upper atmosphere with particles to prevent water vapor from entering in the atmosphere. Water vapor is important because it's the most abundant greenhouse gas on Earth. Now, the greenhouse effect occurs when gases in the atmosphere trap heat from the sun, keeping the planet livable. Water vapor is made... Isn't that what they're supposed to do, John? I mean, isn't it what God meant it to do? So,
yes, Pastor Ernie. And in addition to that, Bill Gates was covering vast amounts of the ocean with some chemical that prevented the water from evaporating and reflecting heat. They're lunatics.
They are lunatics. Do these idiots understand that they're going to self-destruct too?
No, they live in such delusions that they can't. They just can't think this. He thinks he's God. He thinks he's, you know, able to do with these vaccinations, and now they're trying to prevent evaporation from the ocean and the rays from the sun to be block coming to the earth and all. He thinks that, you know, this is like an Erectus set here, and he's playing with it.
He goes on to say that here, the greenhouse effect occurs when gases in the atmosphere trap heat from the sun, keeping the planet livable. Water vapor is made up of complex molecules that absorb heat radiated from the earth's surface and re-radiated back to the planet. Water vapor is consistently cycling through the atmosphere, evaporating the Earth's surface, condensing into clouds, being blown by the wind, and then falling back to the Earth as rain or snow. That's exactly what God's Word, the Bible, said it would do, huh? Now,
yes, it is.
It's amazing here. I don't know. Now, do you think the word reprobate, do you think they've lost the ability to reason at all?
Yes. Absolutely.
All right. Carolina, Pennsylvania pledges 25, and Vera in New York pledges 50. Thank you, Caroline. Thank you, Vera. Folks, 888-281-1110. We have to really keep going tonight. This is our last night. We've got less than 1 hour left to raise enough money to stay on the station that you're listening to us on right now for the next month. We're really working hard here tonight, and we could use your help to raise enough money. We're way below what we're supposed to be at this time. We're way far of our goal yet. So 888-677-9673 or 888-281-1110. Have we ever given up, John? We've been doing this for 50 years on the air. Have we ever given up?
Not a minute.
No, we won't. Because the Bible says to run to the battle, huh? All right, latest J6 claims. Listen to this. Mark Milley to blame for four-hour guard delay. You know, this is where, again, President Trump is he's realizing that how he made his mistakes. On December 10th, 2018, just before the traditional Army-Navy football game, President Donald Trump made an announcement. While a well-coached Army team would go to win the 17-10 in what proved to be an exciting contest, more than 2 years later, Trump would learn the consequences of his pregame announcement that day. One unfortunately made against the advice of military coaches and the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, Marine General Joseph P. Dunford, was due to retire in 2019. Thus, Trump had to designate a replacement. For some reason, Trump was high on this U.S. Army Chief of Staff, Mark A. Milley. You don't suppose that Trump was given all kinds of disinformation, do you, John?
Absolutely, best enemy. Yeah. Do you know who recommended the director of the FBI to Trump?
No, who?
And Cuomo's in my mind. The guy from New Jersey, the governor of New Jersey.
Oh my gosh! Yeah, it's Christie. Chris Christie.
He's the one. Trump listened to him.
Yeah, I can't believe it. You know, and then here, despite the advice of not only Dunford, and that was the General Dunford, but also of Defense Secretary of Defense James Mattis, that Milley was not up to the job. He was not one that they could trust. Milley got the nod and was sworn in. Now, during his confirmation, Milley assured the Senate he would resign before anything improper, such as obeying an illegal, unethical, or immoral order. But that was a lie, wasn't it?
He was a disaster, Pastor Ernie. I mean, he actually told the Chinese communists, don't worry, if Trump's going to start a war with you, I'll let you know.
Yeah.
He admitted it.
Right. And we won't be the first to fire. Right.
Trump told him that when they were rioting, Black Lives Matter and Antifa were rioting in Washington, he wanted the soldiers that were coming to be armed. And Milley said no, and he told the soldiers to come unarmed. Trump gave him an order, and he said no. Trump should have fired him right then and there. That moment, he should have been fired.
Well, you're absolutely right. He should have been. That's actual treason. Yeah.
Pastor Ernie, was that Mattis guy? You know, the General Mattis?
Yeah, Bulldog, they called him.
Mad Dog?
Yeah, Mad Dog.
Oh, he was terrible when he he's the New World Order. He wasn't a general for America. He was a general for the New World Order.
Yep, absolutely. And these people, not only that, but he was like Milley pushing this drag queen. And unbelievable. Same thing with Austin. These people have no integrity, no integrity. Any man, any general with any kind of integrity at all would have refused any orders. He would have resigned before promoting drag queens on military bases and drag queens at USO shows. He would have, with any honor and decency and integrity, would have resigned, but not those guys. And now they have Austin in there, and you know they're just destroying their military. Do you remember, though, here's another very interesting. Do you remember about two years ago when they had what was going on over there in Havana at the American embassy there in Cuba?
Yeah, the severe headaches, and and brain issues.
Well, yeah, but now a new government study that tracked over 80 victims of Havana syndrome found no MRI detectable signs of brain injury, but it also identified real symptoms of the mystery condition, symptoms which researchers called quite profound and disabling. A year ago, the author here says, from Great Way Pundit, I wrote an article in my Substack about the puzzling series of attacks. Here's how it began. Let me take you back to poor sunny Havana in late 2016. It's been a little over a year since diplomatic ties were restored between the U.S. and Cuba. That's when the enigma begins. What the State Department initially called health attacks, what the press would describe as an astonishing international mystery, unfolded in Cuba. It goes on to say that the blaring, grinding noise jolted the American diplomat from his bed. And, wait a minute. They switch over there. Oh, I see here, yeah, in Havana, in the hotel. He moved just a few feet and there was silence. He climbed back into bed unexpectedly, and the agonizing sound hit him again. So it shows you a chart how this thing goes out, these sound waves, or these invisible waves, and it hits certain parts. And so you can, by moving around, getting out of the reach of it. But in there, I guess what happens is it's like an outrageous sound, and it gives you a massive headache, doesn't it?
Yeah, this is new to me, Pastor Ernie. I'm not aware of what you're sharing.
Okay. All right, he says, Georgetown neurologist Dr. James Garodano, who conducted research for the Pentagon Special Operations Command, is afraid the findings of the new study risk creating false conclusions that nothing happened to these people's brains. Oh, so he's saying that, yes, they do have brain damage. But anyhow, oh, you know what's happening, too? It's an amazing thing. There, in Brazil, remember the guy that he was here when you just had this, the big CPAC meeting here, and you had the president, what's his name, Bolsonaro?
The one that was removed.
Yeah, he was the legitimate, he won the election legitimately. And the communists had him removed anyhow. They just like what they're doing to, what they did to Trump. It was a coup. Exactly what happened here.
It was exactly the same, Pastor.
Yep. Okay. Carol in San Diego pledges 100. Thank you, Carol. 888-281-1110 or 888-677-9673. Well, here now, they're going after him. The communists there, the Democrats there, are trying to arrest him in a series of moves, early reminding us of the lawfare persecution in the U.S. against President Trump. Former Brazilian president and conservative champion Jair Bolsonaro, relentlessly targeted by the new socialist regime, has now been indicted by federal police, accused of falsifying his COVID vaccination data. Remember, he spoke out against those vaccines. He was warning people not to take them, like we were doing. And he goes on, Bolsonaro told Reuters, it's a selective investigation. I'm calm. I don't owe anything. The world knows that I did not take the vaccine. And so there you go. It's again, this is what we're living in today is like a third world country, isn't it?
It is, Pastor Ernie. I mean, if we think of a third world country overturned, like Brazil will say, turning over the cheating on the election and removing the president. Well, we did the same thing here.
Absolutely.
And I wanted to add,
just today, Pastor Ernie, that it came out that the CDC ended up reversing all the nonsense they said about ivermectin and came out and admitted the truth about how effective ivermectin is. So all those people that didn't get ivermectin when they could have gotten it, I'm sure a number could have been saved, Pastor. And they died because they weren't given the medicine that could have saved them.
Let me ask you something. If you work at the CDC and you retire, what do you do next?
You go to the pharmaceutical.
You go right to Pfizer. You go right there, and they got a job waiting for you because you've been working for them anyhow. While you're at the CDC, you've been working for Big Pharma. They've been buttering your bread all this time. It's unbelievable.
Yeah, they trade back and forth, Pastor. Right? And they do the same thing. Those brokerage houses and all on Wall Street, they send a lot of people to the Treasury Department.
Yeah, absolutely. Alrighty, you know, it's just unbelievable. But waste of the day, Medicaid and Medicare remain biggest culprits for improper payments. Listen to this, John. I mean, it's just like, and now that big pork bill that they just passed, and now there's about 20 Republican congressmen that want to get rid of the new speaker now.
Pastor Ernie, what's wrong with the, I mean, that those bills are loaded with all sorts of evil promoting with the Democrats. If you, and who knows what's in it? It's like, 1,000 pages. It's like 1,500 pages, maybe more. And they give you a short time to look over it, and then they pass it. And it's loaded with pork and all sorts of ungodly programs and all of that. And he's going along with it.
Yeah, well, you know, now here I had thought finally, you know, this guy seems like he's going to be on the right page. But we know that there's a ton of pressure. But here's what I don't understand. Others in there that should know better, that really should know better, still support him. But he's got all the pressure from the, of course, from the communists and then the rhinos. So they're pressuring him left and right. And again, I don't know how many, maybe if we get Jim Jordan in there, if Jim Jordan goes or Matt Gaetz, you know, I don't know. Those guys, you know, they've seemed to weather the storm pretty good. All right. Jill Ann in Ohio pledges 50, and Gregory in Minnesota pledges 200. Thank you, Jill Ann. Thank you, Gregory. And so now we got Minnesota, too. And so we still don't have anything from Texas. Where's Texas at? I haven't heard anything from Texas. Oh, well.
We will before the night's over.
All righty. You hear that, folks out there? You Texans, are you going to leave Big John hanging out there? Anyhow, here, listen to this. The federal government spent $236 billion in improper payments in 2023, according to a recent audit for the U.S. Government Accountability Office, right? Medicaid and Medicare were responsible for $105.5 billion of the payments. As 43%, auditors at the Open the Books have continuously warned about financial mismanagement at the two agencies, most recently published an oversight report in 2023. Well, the problem, somebody will get paid to just sweep this under the rug, huh?
Yeah. There's no end to the corruption. I mean, they're geniuses at corruption, Pastor Ernie.
All right. Big Tony in Parma, the fabulous 50, pledges 50, yep. That's amazing. Now, key facts, improper payments are payments that the government sends to the wrong people or for the wrong amount. Yeah. Well, they're good at doing that, aren't they?
It's probably a scheme.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. And so, but now here's the kicker of the night. Of all the stories we've done tonight, here's the kicker. You ready? China is now building RFBI offices inside the United States. The outrage over China's, this is an article by John Mills, China's covert police stations inside of America. You know, the Chinese have opened up their own police stations. They're getting anyone from China that they think you might be trying to leave and come here, or anyone that might possibly be a whistleblower for China's covert activity in America to tip off the people. That's why they have these police stations. They come right here. They open them up right at our property, arrest people, and then take them back to China, you know, for trials where they probably kill them. And so, here, outrage over China's covert police stations inside of America was quick and decisive. In October 2028, were indicted 5 in the United States and 3 in China. Indicting someone in China may seem pointless, but it has worked in the past where China may have dealt with those named publicly in the U.S. It goes on to say the Chinese police stations were a part of what the operation called Fox Hunt. Operation Fox Hunt is going on worldwide, operation by Chinese communists of China to hunt down dissidents and forcibly return them home for interrogation, imprisonment, and execution. The pursuit of Fox Hunt reminded me of the early work in the global war on terror, where we pursued Al-Qaeda operatives around the world and conducted rendition operations to black sites. As New York Attorney General Letitia James, launches the globalist war on beef, a survival company CEO fights back. Yeah, Letitia, she wants to take away our meat. Bill Gates told her, I don't want those people eating meat. It starts out with a righteous anger, but can soon spin out of control. We're a nation of laws and constitutional framework with key tenets that can help get things right when they spin out of control. That was up until recently, anyhow. The Chinese clone of GWOT has no boundaries. It appears our Department of Justice is working to shut down the CCP, Fox said. Yeah, I don't think they're working very hard at it. But are they? Secretary of State Blinken, you know that he's the guy that went and told those 51 intelligence agents, hey, I'm asking you guys to do what you really do good. Lie. Just get out there and tell a great big lie. We know you don't have any conscience anyhow. So get out there and say that this whole thing, Russia scam, and that Trump was working with Russia. And they said, hey, that's what we do. We're corrupt to the core, and that's what we do best. We lie, and that's what they did, huh?
Yeah, well, that's how he got the job. That was payoff for what he did there with those intelligence agencies.
Yeah. This guy is crooked it's just everybody in that whole Biden regime is totally corrupted, aren't they?
Every one of them.
Well, anyhow, why would he? Now, he goes on to say that it appears our Department of Justice working to shut down CCP, right? But are they? Secretary of State Blinken hosted the Chinese director of Fox Hunt for a formal dinner. There you go. Why would he do that? Well, is Blinken trying to curry favor for a position after the regime change? A disturbing assertion was brought to my attention. Instead of finding Chinese covert Fox Hunt police stations in China, now in the business of building our sensitive U.S. government facilities inside of America. This is like the inverse of us rooting out their police stations. So they're getting, the Chinese are building our FBI buildings. Why bother establishing a police station when you could just build the sensitive facilities of the American government and fill them with all kinds of bugs, taps, and monitoring devices? It's treason, 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 and treason all over, folks. 888-281. We have approximately 35 minutes left where you can call in. So please get doing it. We need it. 888-281-1110 or 888-677-9673. Here you go. Article from the U.S. News. Biden regime rolls out red carpet for Chinese communists who ran secret New York City police station. A construction company that seeks Chinese investors builds FBI offices. Mulaski's Construction of Las Vegas, Nevada, cites the success in building U.S. government facilities, including several FBI field offices. Okay, there you go. For our special and secure U.S. government facilities, we need trustworthy companies that can deliver the best construction and renovation to make sure no foreign threat fills that building and network connectively with different tricks of the trade. And that's it. So what do? They say, go ahead, China. We trust you, China. We trust you, right? In other words,
you're our masters. Go ahead.
Pardon?
I said the Chinese are our masters. Go ahead.
Yeah. Here again, Biden is owned lock, stock, and barrel. I mean, he's owned by the Chinese. The Chinese even have admitted that. They've even come out and said it, you know, that they own the people in the highest offices in America. All right, Andrea and Medina pledges 50. Thank you, Andrea. It's just unbelievable. And so all of these things are happening again, John, and we've been, we keep warning people and keep warning people. All of these years we've been warning people and keep warning people. I don't know. What do you think we can do? I don't know. What's it going to take?
Well, Pastor Ernie, I just see that there's more life. I think there's more life out there now than there was in the recent past. There seems to be an awakening, and the courts seem to be going our way in many ways now. So I'm optimistic, Pastor Ernie.
Let me ask you this. Executive Director of Bill and Hillary Clinton's National Airport shot dead by the ATF.
Yeah,
there.
That was wild. That was wild.
They came to his house. What do you think it is that Hillary wanted kept quiet, okay? Here, the executive director of Bill and Hillary Clinton's National Airport in Little Rock, Arkansas, was shot dead by ATF agents inside his Chanel Valley home on Tuesday morning. Brian Malinowski, 53, was the top executive director of the Bill and Hillary Clinton National Airport, and he was shot dead by ATF agents after he allegedly opened fire on them as they arrived to serve a warrant. See, there used to be, there was times past when, you know, we could kind of believe some of the media. Today, it's just not that. Malkowski's brother reported that Brian was shot in the head and died on the spot. According to an affidavit provided by the ATF, the agents were serving a warrant after discovering Brian Malinowski, who was allegedly selling firearms without a license. I don't know. You can't trust anything, can you?
No, none of it, Pastor Ernie.
All right, we're coming up to a...
You just can't.
No, you can't. We're coming up to a break, and we'll be back right after this with a whole lot more.
just a cottage below. A little silver, a little gold, but in that city where the ransom will shine, I want a gold one, that silver line.
Alrighty, we are back, and you know that Omar, that Congresswoman Omar. Now check this out. She belongs to Hamas. Did you know that, John?
Yeah. Well, didn't they? She was censored for her support for Hamas, meeting with Hamas, not sympathizers, but promoters.
Yeah, I know that. This is an amazing thing. Meanwhile, Biden, we reported it yesterday, he allowed Iran to have billions and billions of dollars. He took sanctions off them so they can support Hamas. Now, remember, don't you remember, on that October 6th, when on that very day when they went in, when Hamas attacked Israel, when they did that, killed those, what was it, 1,200 people? We told you that day, because automatically Biden came out and he said, we're going to stand with our allies, Israel. And I says, folks, they will betray Israel. I said, now watch this, because you're going to see, you know, above the counter, they're going to appear to be supporting Israel. But below the table, you're going to see them supporting Hamas. They're going to be sending money, and that's exactly what they're doing. And little by little, Biden is starting to back away. Now they're Chuckie Schumer. You know, who's always been the worst enemies of Israel? It's always been the apostate Jews, hasn't it?
Yeah, Pastor Ernie, they're they're right up there with those. It's sad, but yes. And Schumer, I mean, Biden wasn't able. He didn't have the mental ability to do what Schumer said, but he wanted to do that. So they farmed it out to Schumer. And then Schumer talked about Netanyahu should be removed and they should call for elections and there should be the big ceasefire and all. But that was really Biden. Just Biden isn't capable of doing that. But yeah, that's what it was. And then Biden denied it. Did you see that, Pastor Ernie? Where Biden denied saying that Netanyahu should be removed?
No, I didn't see that. I didn't know that. And I know that he came out and he was saying, yeah, we should. And that's, again, remember what they did. They had, who was that spokesman the Clintons had? They sent him, and remember Governor Richardson of New Mexico, they sent him over to remove Netanyahu years when Clinton was in and replace him with Barrack. And
Yes.
And I always, you know, the fellow that he was, he's still around today. He was their, one of their lankies, their spokespeople. He was the one that Rush Limbaugh used to talk about him all the time.
Oh, you're talking about Snakehead.
Snakehead, yeah, that's what they called him. That
Carville,
was his.
Carville, James Carville.
James Carville, yeah, they called him Snakehead, yeah. James Carville. For some reason, I can never remember that name. They took a team of people over there to rig the elections in Israel. And that's what they did. Now, look at some of the worst apostate Jews that are out there. George Soros, one. Okay, two, like you see with Chucky Schumer. Now, Hillary, the last I heard, she said she still supported Israel, but that will have to change. She will have to go. But that was the last. But Hillary is another one of the apostate Jews. Look for John Kerry, Wesley Clark, and these. Look for them all to turn against Israel. That's exactly what they did throughout history, haven't they?
Well, God's people won't, Pastor Ernie. I mean, that covenant is still in effect. That's how the Jews are back in the land.
All right, so
and Jerusalem's the capital, all like the prophecy says in the scriptures, and that prophecy is heading towards the second coming of Jesus Christ.
And so now, let me ask you this. Going back to the Pharisees, they understood. They had the Old Testament. They had the books of Moses. They had Isaiah chapter 53. And they understood that perfectly described the coming Messiah. Now, they had that information. Now, here, remember when Jesus had, when the people were going out to Jesus and they were and he had turned over the tables in the temple the second time, where he really wrecked them up, and the people were calling him Hosanna, Hosanna, Son of David, and the Pharisees were furious, and they went to Jesus, and they said, do you hear what they're saying? They're calling you Messiah. And Jesus made it very clear, yeah, that's right. Out of the mouths of babes comes the truth. So Christ let them know, and they were furious with him. How is it that they could not recognize who he is, or did they recognize and somehow decide that they could defeat Messiah? I know Herod, the so-called Magnificent, thought he could destroy, that he understood the prophecy where the Messiah, and he thought that he could kill the Messiah.
Pastor Ernie, they gave the answer to that. When the Lord raised Lazarus from the dead, they knew that Jesus was going to have to die, because they said otherwise the Romans will come and take our positions away.
Right. They said it's better not to have one man die for the nation.
Yes. And, yes.
And so, yeah, so
that's what happened was they didn't want to give up to be the high priest and all the positions of power, even though, Pastor Ernie, if someone went around raising people from the dead like the Lord did and healing all, you name it, he healed it, and that you think you'd pay attention to him. But no, they didn't care. They were not going to submit themselves to the carpenter from Nazareth, right?
Well, you know, you're right, when he fed 5,000, when he healed the blind, so the blind could see, all of these things were prophecies of Messiah would do, and so they saw this. So what had happened? Who was it that warned them not to find yourself to fight against God?
Oh, yes, that was a, he warned them, yeah, ooh.
That was the Apostle Paul's mentor, wasn't it?
Yeah, I just can't think of his name.
But anyhow, here they had this, but they had eyes and they couldn't see. Now, let me ask you this, because the Lord said because of this, okay, their punishment would be the greater, because they were purposely doing these things that their damnation, he used the word damnation, would be the greater. And today, boy, you know, again, you have it out there. Now, Chuckie Schumer has been boasting about all of the time how he has supported Israel, how he supported Israel, but not now. Why? Why not now? I'll tell you why not now, because his orders coming down from the heads of the collective said, no, Chuckie, you put the collective first. You put the Communist Party first, Chuckie. And that's exactly what Chuckie's doing, huh?
Well, Pastor Ernie, what's happening is the Muslim population there is gaining political power.
You know what, John? Right now we're getting towards the end of the program. I'm going to have to do something. I didn't really can't afford to do it, but I can't afford not to. I'm going to pledge one more $1,000. Put doers of the word, put us down for one more $1,000, John. And I'm going to ask people to match this. Yesterday we did. We got two matching. And I praise the good Lord for that. And I'm going to ask again before the end of the program. We got approximately 15 minutes, no, 17 minutes where you can call in and match this. So that's Pastor Sanders put me down for $1,000. So there you go. I need, you've got 17 minutes. Can I get a match? I need just a couple matches for this to bring us up to our goals tonight. And so, again, John, now here's the other thing, too, because people are saying, well, Pastor Sanders, you've admitted yourself that Israel is a corrupt nation. It is, because they have, just like we have, they have communists there just like they are here. And for their size, as hard as it is to believe, for their size, they're even more corrupt than America. But now, does God say this, John? Has he kept Israel, and has he warned the Gentile nations that he will judge Israel and he will punish Israel? And has he not said to keep your hands off Israel, and those that bless Israel he would bless, and those that curse he would curse? But has he not kept Israel for himself when it comes to judgment, has he not?
Yes, Pastor Ernie. And that's very important, what you're saying. Right now, God's prophetic word is in play, and Israel is being prepared to enter into the tribulation period according to the scriptures.
Absolutely.
God's going to use the tribulation period to turn Israel to, at the very end there, it says, all Israel shall be saved, and they are going to confess Jesus Christ as their Messiah. Zechariah chapter 12, Zechariah chapter 14, talk about that. And they're going
when to. When he says all of Israel was the sons, not the seed of Abraham, they were the sons, because one third of Israel was kept, would be a remnant, and they were the actual sons of Abraham, not just the seed. And the Apostle Paul alludes to that, and of course the Lord Jesus refers to those that says they are Jews, but they're really in the synagogue of Satan. So in Zechariah chapter 8, verses, or chapter 13, verses 8 and 9, it tells you that, doesn't it?
Yeah, Pastor Ernie, when it says all Israel will be saved, that's the ones that are alive at Christ's coming.
All right, so now, folks, we've got 888-677-9673. We only have 14 minutes left. I got to hear from you. If you're going to, somebody, can we get anyone to match my $1,000? We need somebody to match my $1,000, a couple. If not, 500. If not, we 200. But we need help here tonight. We only have 14 minutes now. So in that 14 minutes, John, you never have enough time. Well, no, you actually don't have 14 minutes. You got about 7 minutes, John.
Yeah.
To tell people to give a good, strong invocation. So go ahead and do it.
Oh, I thought there was 14 minutes left.
No, that's till we go off. That's until midnight. We go off the air in about 7 minutes.
Oh, okay, Pastor. Yeah, and I get a little, I lose time when I'm up here, and I start rushing and all that, but yes, folks. In fact, we ended really with something very important, and that is the second coming of Jesus Christ. Now we're living in prophetic times because the Bible talks about very clearly that the nation of Israel was going to be destroyed and driven into all the world as punishment for sin. And Pastor Ernie said that God will punish Israel. And the first time with the Babylonians, that was 600 BC, and the Lord brought them back, according to his word. And then the second time was 70 AD, and the Lord brought them back from 70 AD until 1948. Israel was out, really ceased to being a nation. All those years, and they're back, folks. They speak the same language. They have shekels for money. And then in 1967, Israel, Jerusalem became the capital. All as the Bible said would happen, folks. And now this war that's taking place there, although the fighting is in Gaza, it's actually over Jerusalem. That's why Hamas started the war. Because they said the Jews are defiling the Al-Aqsa Mosque on top there where the Temple Mount is. They're defiling it, and they want all the Jews off. And then not only that, they want to kill them all. I mean, that's the Hamas covenant. And the Hamas put a call out for all the Muslims come to defend Jerusalem. And that's where this is heading. It's heading over Jerusalem, exactly like the Bible says. We alluded it a little bit. We didn't go into any depth, but the prophet Zechariah, chapter 12, and Pastor Ernie mentioned 13, and I mentioned 14. They all are prophetic about Jerusalem and what's going to happen. The nations that come against Jerusalem are going to be destroyed, folks, according to the prophetic word of God. Well, this is like proof for the authority of the Word of God. And the Word of God talks way more about than Jerusalem and what's happening there. It talks about eternal life for us. It talks about the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. So sin cannot be in the presence of God. He is holy. And yet God loves us. And that's where Jesus Christ comes into play, where for God's love to be satisfied and his holiness to be satisfied, Jesus Christ died and took the penalty for our sin. That's on the cross and shed his blood and paid the penalty for our sin. That's how God reconciled the problem with us not being able to be in his presence, which means an eternity in hell, and his holiness being satisfied because of the penalty for sin, being separated from him. So Jesus Christ, the sinless, only begotten Son of God, took our penalty for sin on the cross and shed his blood so that we could have eternal life. And there's no way other than the shed blood of Jesus Christ to have eternal life with God. That penalty must be removed from us. So that's where repentance comes into play. Confessing Jesus Christ as your Savior, that you believe he shed his blood and paid the penalty for your sin, and then believing that he bodily rose from the dead. That's very important, folks. He died on the cross, shed his blood, was buried. He rose again the third day. That is the heart of the gospel of salvation. But then we look at the scriptures, and God, that's for eternal life. But we go to Luke 4:18, and it says very clearly in there, not only the first part of Luke 4:18 is salvation in Christ, which I just spoke to you about, but the second part is, he sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives, and set at liberty those that are crushed. So God just doesn't leave us here, folks. He works in our life. Everybody, this is a sin-cursed, fallen world. Everybody, to one degree or another, has a broken heart. And it can be very devastating to have a broken heart, folks. God does not want to leave us here with a broken heart.
1 minute.
Okay, thank you, Pastor. Jesus Christ is the great physician. It's only a broken heart can be healed by him. No religion can do it, no drugs, no medicine, no anything. Only he can heal the broken heart. And he can heal our minds from bondage and set us free from being oppressed. And what it takes is salvation in Christ. And then once you have salvation in Christ, asking God, please heal my broken heart in Jesus' name. He'll do it, folks. He did it for me. My mind, free my mind from bondage and lift all oppression off me. That's the ministry of Jesus Christ, salvation and eternal life, and then to live with a healed heart full of God's love, joy, and peace. Okay, Pastor.
All right, very good. Thanks, John. We're at that point where, again, we come to every at this time. Hope you all attend church this Sunday. You really find a good Bible preaching church. Until then, we want to say good night.
Good night.
God bless.
God bless.
God bless.
And then we always say this. Already? Always. And we do mean always. Ready? Yes. I mean always. Keep fighting the fight.
Thanks for listening to the Voice of the Christian Resistance. What's Right, What's Left, hosted by Pastor Ernie Sanders. To learn more about our ministry, please visit us online at www.wrwl.org. Please tune in next time for another edition of What's Right, What's Left.
The preceding program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.
Lots of channels. Nothing to watch, especially if you're searching for the truth. It's time to interrupt your regularly scheduled programs with something actually worth watching. Salem News Channel. Straightforward, unfiltered, with in-depth insight and analysis from the greatest collection of conservative minds, like Hugh Hewitt, Mike Gallagher, Sebastian Gorka, and more. Find truth. Watch 24/7 on SNC.TV and on Local Now, Channel 525.